Next week, Seattle resident Tracy Rector returns to the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. You know, thousands of people, including Native Americans from tribes all over the country, are protesting this oil pipeline they say threatens drinking water from the Missouri River and desecrates sites. Tracy Rector is a curator and a filmmaker, and she says the pipeline protest is a historical moment, and she doesn't want her 15-year-old son to miss it.
What's happening now in general, in terms of social justice and politics and environmental health in our world, is at a tipping point. And I want my son to experience firsthand how he can affect change, how he can be a voice, how he can be a witness. And I think more than anything, the opportunity to bring my teenage son to Standing Rock is what's driving me to be there and present.
How much do you think about the rubber bullets and pepper spray when you're bringing your son there?
Yeah, that's an issue, you know, just as a mom. You know, what am I doing going to the front lines with my child and seeing those images of the rubber bullets and watching the video with those audio grenades, or I'm not sure what.
Concussion grenades.
And I'm going to make sure that we're protected to the best of our abilities. But yes, it is a choice to talk him through what may or may not happen. And I'm not necessarily nervous or scared to be there, but I'm cognizant of what may or may not happen. I feel that our presence is positive. But there's also that aspect of perhaps getting hit in the face or being arrested or being injured. So that's a reality.
What are you and your son thinking about North Dakota in November and how prepared you're going to be?
You know, growing up in Seattle, we're a very middle-of-the-road weather people. If it's above 80, I'm too hot. If it's below 40, I'm too cold. And I hear that at night it's starting to reach 20 degrees. And for me, that's freezing. But as I understand, this area consistently can be negative 40 degrees in the winter. So I have honestly no concept of what we're going into, but I have faith that going with a group of people with good hearts and strong networks will show up and we'll be okay.
What is at stake for you with this pipeline?
What's at stake for me is more than my present reality or immediate community or even this time period. What's at stake is our future. That this is much more than this one pipeline. It's about the whole industry and about corporate domination over politics and law and our health.
What's your goal? Move the pipeline? No pipeline? Keep the oil in the ground?
Honestly, I would hope that people look at the situation and wake up to what's happening in North America and understand that these decisions are being made regardless of human health or interest. And that's just it. We've been driven, in my opinion, by capitalism to live a lifestyle that's just not sustainable. And my hope with this attention in North Dakota on the pipeline is that people start thinking about alternative ways of living and thinking about not just the future generation, but generations to come.
You have not, or you've barely mentioned the word Native or tribe. This is much bigger for you.
Yeah.
Or is it? I should ask. Is it way bigger than that?
The issue as I see it is, yes, there are thousands of Native people, Indigenous people, allies showing up in support of the tribe in North Dakota, the Standing Rock Sioux, to fight back against historical trauma and wrongs, especially broken treaties and broken promises. So that's absolutely an issue. But what's really profound to me is that the tribe has acknowledged all the millions of people living along the Missouri River. I don't know if they even recognize that their future is being protected and their future is being acknowledged, and that there's this group of activists who are seeing that reality and trying to do something about it now.
We talked on KUOW a few days ago with our state's former attorney general, and he said, this project has been permitted. It's been researched. It's not that you don't have a right to protest, but this protest is illegal. You know, the decision's been made legally. How you're bringing your son into to civil disobedience? What do you and he say?
To be honest, it's hard for me to tell what exactly is legal and not legal. And I think it's easy to get mired in the legalities of the fine details. But I think what really matters is the impact of these decisions happening on a daily basis without regard to human life, environmental health, and the future of our Earth.
You wrote in The Stranger that there are tribal prophecies that foreshadow what's to come. What do you mean by that?
I have been present at elder and youth gatherings that are focused on spirituality and Indigenous pathways to spirituality. And a number of the elders who presented and shared their cultural prophecies had stated that there would be a black snake that would challenge the people and cause the people to rise up, as well as that Indigenous knowledge and Indigenous values would be what would save us one day from environmental disaster.
The black snake, meaning the pipeline?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
It resonates. You know, I'm speaking of a person who's a descendant of slaves, and my ancestors were killed through genocide, and I'm a mom. I live in assisted housing. I'm low income, and I feel that I have nothing to lose to be in support of the protesters and the water protectors, that our future depends on an alliance of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people coming together to assess and to fight for our right to a healthy future.
You have nothing to lose?
It's tricky. I'm a mom. I have two boys, and I want them to be proud of me and in the future to look back and see me as someone who fought for their future and their children's future.
Tracy Rector, curator, filmmaker, co-founder of Longhouse Media, recipient of the Stranger Genius Award, telling you why she and her 15-year-old son are joining the protest at Standing Rock, North Dakota. They leave on Wednesday, the day after the election. We're tweeting out a link to Tracy's article about her journey in The Stranger. So join us on Twitter at KUOW.